you are in store for one hell of a ride. Let me just set the stage for you. So what I'm wearing should tell you just about everything. Okay, so I'm wearing a pair of pink leggings, a giant oversized Tupac concert t-shirt, no bra, hair up in a ponytail, hasn't been washed in 3 days. Half of my lashes are falling off. Makeup is all over the place. I'm wearing my furry platform Uggs, and my back is freaking killing me. So yeah, that's what kind of show you're about to get. All right, put your seatbelt on. We are going for a ride. And this ride is taking us right now to the, I'm going to a place to donate so many items, so many items. And the back of my car is loaded to the brim with those storage boxes that I'm hoping I can, I'm shipping my car to Florida. I'm shipping my car to Miami. And I put a bunch of boxes in my car, and you're really not supposed to do that, I guess. But let's just see. If I can't get away with that, well, then at least everything's all boxed up and I can ship it UPS if I need to. But last time they said don't put any boxes, or, you know, no items are covered that are in your car, and I put stuff in my car and it was fine. So I don't know. Wish me luck. She's breaking all the rules. But we're driving right now to go drop off, like, let's see, 5 bags of clothes. Like clothes that I really should be selling and donating. I mean, I am donating, but I should be selling and then donating the proceeds to Alzheimer's. But like, there isn't enough time. There just isn't any time. And nothing will force you to get your ass in gear and to become a minimalist and to just let go of things like moving. So I talked about this on my stories. I think I sent it in last week's newsletter as well. Are you guys on my newsletter? You should be on my newsletter. So I changed the format of my newsletter. It just comes out every Friday, and it's super simple. All it is, okay, some gadget that I'm in love with that I've probably found on Amazon, which a lot of times you're not seeing my stories on Instagram every day, so you're missing some good shit. So I put that every single week. I'm going to share with you like some amazing find, usually like 2 or 3, and then what it is I'm listening to. So if it's like an audiobook or a podcast, and then what it is I'm watching. So usually a documentary. And then what it is I'm like kind of obsessed with. So that's the new format for the newsletter. You should get on it. It's every Friday. I'll put a link to it right at the top of our show notes. And I talked about this book last week. Okay. You know that every January, for those of you who've been here for a long time, every January I have done the declutter series, right? And it's like a series of podcasts. You can go back and listen to last year because it's really pretty timeless information. It's not like decluttering changes. Until this year. And you probably noticed I didn't do a decluttering episode. And let me tell you why. Because it's already been done. It's been done a lot better than I could have ever done it. Shout out to this author. I should probably get her on the show. Okay, hold on. Let me pull up the book. Decluttering at the Speed of Life. This book is phenomenal. One of the things that has really saved my life this week. Decluttering, and who wrote it? The author is, stand by. Her name is Dana K. White. And so what's great about this book, so if you really need to declutter, yeah, you can go back and listen to my previous podcast episodes, but I'm telling you, this book is far superior. It is so good. It is so good. And she really like dispels every single argument that you or I have probably had about why we can't let go of, you know, little Brocky's baby clothes, or why it is we feel like we have to sell things, or we have to find somebody who could use or need this thing. Like, she really just blasts all of those stupid arguments that we have in our head. And here's the thing. When you are a creative person, when you are somebody who, like, it just doesn't matter. Even if you're a very organized person, with maybe like one exception, the only person I can think of who isn't this way is my friend, Dr. Michaela. Like, she literally is so good at just getting rid of things, like, immediately. It just, she's so good at it. But I have, every year, I kind of have to go through this process, and I feel like I'm getting better and better at it. One thing that's really helped is not having such a big house. The house that we raised, you know, the kids in, the house was a mammoth. It was ginormous. And because of that, there are all these extra bedrooms that no one ever stayed in. Well, I mean, guests would stay in them, but like, they don't fill the closets. So then you just buy things you don't need and you hold on to them. And if you've got this, and that's part of like the kind of cornerstone of her book is like, if you think of your house as a container and your closets as a container and your cupboards as a container, and if things don't fit, then that means you've got to get rid of things because you don't have a big enough container. And the problem isn't to get a bigger house. The problem is you don't need that many things. So it totally helped me. Like today, as I was going through my drawer full of jeans, of which I've worn none. I haven't worn jeans. When's the last time I wore jeans? I bought a new pair of jeans like a couple weeks ago, and they're black jeans, so I don't even know if those count as jeans. But those are like the first jeans that I've put on in like, I don't know, maybe a year, I swear. And so here I am today going through all of my drawers, like emptying everything out and going like, what do I need to donate? What do I need to take to Miami? What do I need to store? And I'm going through this giant drawer where I've got like 7-8 pairs of black jeans. 7-8 pairs of blue jeans. I mean, that's not abnormal. That's after me like minimizing earlier in the year. And I'm going through this, I'm like, wait, okay, I don't wear jeans. So I need two pairs of black jeans, maybe two pairs of blue jeans, like a dark denim and a light denim, or like a baggy pair and a, you know, more flattering pair. Like, and I tried them all on. And I'm like, I'll just eliminate the ones I don't like the way they fit. And then I got down to like, okay, now I have four pairs of blue and four pairs of black. And I just was listening to her book while I was doing this and was like, no, you don't need that. Like, it's just going to take up space. You're not going to pick the one of each and pack them away. And I did that. I put things in my donation bag that were brand new with tags, which in the past, I couldn't have done that. I'd be like, oh, you know, this is money that could go to Alzheimer's research. But you know what? I'm taking it to a charity locally that does an amazing job of helping women and children who are, you know, victims of domestic abuse. And so it is ultimately going to a charity. You know what I mean? So anyways, I highly, highly recommend that book. Here's what I also like about her book. She doesn't talk about organizing. I guess she's probably written another book where she does. If somebody knows her, please send her this podcast where I'm going off about her book. And so she really is just helping you to master the mindset of decluttering. Here's another thing I really liked about it. I swear I could have written this book. I'm like, oh, she just thinks the way I think. She speaks the way I speak. She gives you the same 5 rules. And instead of just going over them in the beginning of the book, she goes over those 5 rules and helps you apply them to each room in your house. Because we just feel a little differently when we're in the garage. And we feel a little differently about these things when we're in our pantry. But she really helps you to understand, like, no, those same 5 rules apply. And I love that she has one rule that's just called duh. It's just like things that are, you just look at it and you're like, duh. No, I just need to donate this. Stop making an argument for why you need to keep it. It's just dumb. You're never going to, you know, rewire that table leg to be a cool avant-garde lamp. You're never going to do it. Duh. Donate it. Get rid of it, you know? And anyways, I really highly recommend that book. And it's helped tremendously to reduce the amount of stress that I felt last year when we went through this process. And I feel really, really good about it. So tonight's our last night. And in fact, Brent and I were like, you know, we were thinking that we would be working all night, but I don't think we will. I think it's like 4 o'clock right now. I think we're going to be done pretty early and actually be able to enjoy the evening. Is that possible? Am I thinking ahead of myself? I might be. I don't know. Okay, hold on. I got to go drop the stuff off and I'll be right back. I want to mention my pillow that I've been sleeping on that my husband tried to steal from me last night. So I think I mentioned in a previous episode, or at least last Wednesday, I mentioned that I bought this pillowcase. You know, there's lots of silk and satin pillowcases, but I found one that is insane. And then I bought a matching robe. And then I bought the spray that you spray your pillows with before you go to bed, or your bed linens. And it's like eucalyptus and lavender, and it smells delicious. I discovered all of those products after initially it was a silk pillowcase from Blissy that made a huge difference for me that I bought because I was watching a bunch of videos of people talking about like how to repair overly chemically processed hair like mine that's super fine anyways, and everyone swears by using a silk pillow. So then I did a little bit of research and found this pillowcase by Blissy, and it's not just that it keeps my hair detangled and it's better at night for your hair, but it's also temperature regulating, which is huge. It's also hypoallergenic, and you can just like throw it in the washing machine. I think it's a wonderful gift. That's why I put it on my gift giving guide as well. So grab one for your friends as we're approaching the holidays, or just get one for yourself anytime, because everybody loves these pillowcases. I freaking love their robe too. But by the way, over 1 million people have tried Blissy, and you can now try Blissy for 60 nights risk-free. Okay, and get this, for a limited time, Blissy is giving my listeners an additional 30% off. That's a total of 55% off. What the what? Yes, plus free shipping. 55% off plus free shipping. Hello, go there. The link is in the show description, or just go to blissy.com/Shalene. Use code Shalene. That gets you 55% off. That's insane. Stock up. Okay. That feels good. That just feels really good. You know what I mean? So do you do this? Okay, roll call. If you're listening on Patreon, drop a comment below. If you're listening and you are in the pod squad, drop a comment in the pod squad. I want to know, have you started to declutter? Do you often do that in January? And are you going to pick up that book? Of course, I could tell you to go listen to my previous podcast, but I'm telling you, like, this book is so much better. It's so good. Okay. So the last I talked to you was on a personal level, was last Wednesday. If you didn't catch Friday's episode, by the way, that episode is blowing up on YouTube. I posted all three of my leg day routines. Go check that out. Save that episode. I'm telling you, I also showed you in that one how to do all the workouts at home, like how to modify them. So I think it's pretty solid episode, and I think it's got people pretty excited about the fact that I'm going to be adding fitness to Phase It Up. My workouts are coming to Phase It Up. That will be happening in February. I think mid-February. That's what we're shooting for right now. And I'm super excited about that because y'all know, ever since I stopped doing consumer workouts, I still create workouts every single week. I create them for my friends. I was creating them for my Instagram subscription until that became like a nightmare. And it's just been really fun. I mean, I love doing it. I love teaching women how to lift. And I got a lot of feedback after that episode that people want a beginner workout. And I was like, I need to know specifically what people mean, because the workout that I did, a beginner could do, you would just use lighter weights. And so I asked more questions, and let me know if you think if I didn't get it right in terms of your opinion. But what I heard when I asked for clarification is, oh, so what do you mean by a beginner workout? The feedback I got was that a lot of you have never, ever lifted before. So it's not just like, okay, what's the exercise? It's like, how do I know what size weight to pick up? How do I know what I should be feeling? What is my posture? How do I know when you say, you know, you've reached fatigue or failure, what does that mean? How do I know if I'm doing it right? Like alignment, and what exercises should I start with? And if I'm like literally just starting out, what should that look like? So that was good feedback, because it really kind of forced, you know, when you're at a certain place, you forget what it's like to be a beginner. Like think about, I don't know, anything that you did for the very first time, you felt completely lost, and then you just do it second nature. You forget what it was like when you knew nothing, you know? So I am going to do that video for you. I'll probably put in Phase It Up as well, but I'll put it on YouTube. So if there's something you're like, and I want to know this, like, what is this? Like, what if you're brand new? I'm not going to do a cardio. I'm going to do all strength training, right? Because I think anyone can figure out how to do cardio. Just go outside and walk. By the way, I don't think it'll be ready by the time, maybe it will, just in case. I'm going to do a 14-day energy reset, specifically for women who are like approaching 40, or, you know, you're in your 50. If you're over 40 and your energy is just tanked, well, actually, frankly, you don't have to be any certain age, but because I think there's probably a lot of like 30-year-olds out there who are just, your energy is tanked and you think you're doing something wrong, or like this is just normal. I'm telling you, I can help you get your energy back. And so I put together like a pretty cool lineup of some of my friends who are experts in this area. It's not gonna be a diet thing. It's literally, here's how we're gonna get your energy back. And a big component of this is going to be walking. Yeah. So it's kind of like a walking challenge. It's kind of like a, like, let's reset your energy. Let's get your circadian rhythm back on track. Let's improve your sleep. Let's improve how you feel. Let's change your mindset. But I think super dope. Very, like, start where you are. If you can only walk 5 minutes right now, that's your greatest duration. That's where we start. You know what I mean? And I'm going to do, like, these audibles where I'm going to basically motivate you while we're walking. Not like a different than a moving meditation where you'll actually be listening to it while you walk if you want, you know, and or you can just walk and listen to your playlist or the podcast, which you might be doing right now. Maybe you're walking, listen to the podcast, but I'm excited to do that. It'll start in February. It'll be like a 14-day energy challenge and it'll be free. And where was I going with this? Where was I? That's why it's helpful sometimes when Brett is in the room or in the car, because then he can say, you were just about to talk about blah, blah, blah. I know what it was. I was going to say that the last time I talked to you, we were in Las Vegas because I was there to do those podcasts. And it was interesting. Very, very interesting. It was interesting. I'll leave it at that. I shared a lot more detail on the Patreon last Saturday. You know, that comes out every weekend now. Every Saturday you get a Patreon episode and you get all the back episodes. So you get a little bit more behind this. If you really want the tea, that's where that went down. But I will say that the light, I just got the video edits back from some of the podcasts that I recorded that week or that day. I went the next day after you guys heard the recording with Sheba, the makeup artist. She was awesome. And she did such a phenomenal job. And because we both were like, oh, we ain't going to let that happen again, we had great lighting. I was really happy with it. Really happy with it. And I'm interested to see what you guys think when those episodes come out. Usually when I record the podcast, it's just me standing up wherever I am. It's like me in my office. It's me at an Airbnb. It's me in the hotel. And I stand for those podcasts now because sitting is like the absolute worst thing you can do for your body. You know that, right? Like, that's why your body hurts after you've been sitting for any length of time. Like, your back hurts, your knees hurt, like, everything hurts because we were not meant to be sitting. It's like the worst position in the world. Not to mention the fact that that's just inactivity and your body wasn't meant to be inactive. And you burn twice as many calories doing nothing but just standing versus sitting. So if you're just trying to figure out, like, non-exercise ways of being more active and burning more calories, just every time you sit, just pretend that you, I don't know, just had a BBL and you can't sit down or something, or like your buns are sunburned and you can't sit. Just tell yourself, like, I can't sit. And even if you're just like leaning against a table, or get one of those really inexpensive standing desks off of Amazon, it's a game changer. So anyways, we sat for a really, really long time. And my point is this, when I filmed some of these podcasts, some of them are like an hour and a half long podcasts, and we're sitting in chairs and it's kind of like interview style. It's a little bit more fancy schmancy, a little more polished and professional. The scene is, but I felt like our conversations were much more relaxed and very conversational. So it'll be interesting to see what you think when those come out. They're not out yet, so I'll tell you when they are. But what I didn't get to tell you was the details about my girlfriend, Aprielle, who we went to her party in Houston for, well, it was on like the 31st or something. No, on the 30th. But it was a great Gatsby party. Super fun. You know, we dressed up. You probably saw the photos on my Instagram. And I talked a little bit about it on my Patreon, but the full details are this. She had met this guy like 20 days earlier on, I think, Bumble. Yeah. All my girlfriends are on Bumble right now. I feel like the dating apps are kind of like bars where there's a hot one and then everyone's like, oh no, we hate that one. And then they go to the next bar and they drop the last one. And I feel like all the girlies right now are on Bumble. Could be wrong. Anyways, she matched with this guy on Bumble and she was like, oh man, I really connected with him and dang it, he's in North Carolina. Shoot. And so she, you know, she's very direct. You've heard her on the show. She's very to the point. And she tells him, oh, I just realized you're in North Carolina. And he's like, so what? It's a flight. And she was like, I loved that energy. And there's something about him that Chalene, it was just different. And I'm like, whatever. It's been 20 days. You haven't seen him in person. Like, you know, simmer down a little bit. She's 47. And so, but she's like over the moon about this guy. And so when we get to Houston, we meet her the night before and go out to dinner, her and Warren and Roberto and Brett and I. And she is like, no, you don't understand. I have a very strong feeling I'm going to marry this man. And I'm like, well, when do you actually get to meet him in person? She's like, he's coming tomorrow for the party. I'm like, you're meeting him for the very first time at your party? She's like, yeah, he's actually coming like an hour before the party. He's going to show up at my apartment. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Like, I could not do that. I could not do that. I'm too much of a control freak. First of all, what if I was like not feeling it in person? Now, how do I not have him? Like, he could ruin the party for that whole vibe could ruin the party for me. But she's different that way. She would be like, if it didn't gel, I'd be like, all right, see ya. I'm not saying she wouldn't worry about his feelings, but she's just very honest. And so, and also she was like, you don't understand. I already know this is the one. I'm like, whatever. Okay. You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, that's awesome. Yay for love. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work out. So we go to the party, and when we walk in, because, you know, you can't be first ones here. We were there still pretty early. So I think there's probably like 10 people when we got there. But when we get there, she greets us at the door with him. I can't remember what she calls him now, but before I met him, she was calling him Mr. Corporate. I can't remember his name. That's bad. But anyways, Mr. Corporate is there to greet people at the door with her. And first of all, I just walk up and I'm like, their vibe and their energy was like, oh, they've been together all their lives. It was really kind of trippy. And then during the party, of course, you know, I'm spying on them the whole time, like just to see, like, what's the energy? And I'm watching him, and he's watching her like the way you want to be watched. You know what I mean? Like, I know my husband looks at me that way, and I catch him looking at me like that all the time, and it just melts my bones. It like disintegrates me. I love it. And I saw him looking at her like that. And I saw her looking at him like that. Now listen, it could very well just be a lust thing. They just met. I get it. But I think he's 50. I think he was married for like 20 years. This all checks in my mind. Like, I asked when we went to dinner, all the nosy questions that I ask to figure out if there are red flags. And I really couldn't hear any. That doesn't mean that there aren't any. But anyways, if you're a little bit curious about this and you want to see who these players are, Aprielle recorded a TikTok about, like, she has always been very open about her dating situation. And so she recorded like a series of TikToks, and one of them where she kind of like details the situation has gone completely viral. And it's really fun. And so I will link to that so you can just like see who we're talking about. But get this, spoiler alert, she texted yesterday to our group thread just a picture of, yep, you guessed it, a ring. A wedding ring. I'm like, wait, what is this? And she's like, what do you think it is? I'm like, but, and so I knew she had left from Houston and gone to, I think, Barbados with one of her girlfriends. And I knew that he hadn't gone. So I'm like, I'm confused. But I guess he was like, are you okay with me? I'm buying you a ring. So I don't think he's proposed yet, but yay for love, and yay for love over 45. You know what I mean? Like, and the dating apps, like I can't think of too many people who I've met in the last 15 years who met their person in person. I'm trying to think of anyone I know who met their person in person. It feels like everyone meets their person on one of these apps, which is not to say that you won't meet your person in person. I hope that you will. I think that that's obviously still a thing. I just think you improve your odds. Nonetheless, I wouldn't want to do it because my girlfriends let me log in on Bumble for them all the time. And it just gets this point where you're like, oh man, disappointing again. You know what I mean? Like, so one of my girlfriends, I'm like, this is the guy. This guy is the guy. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dr. Michaela had a little saga that we discussed on the Patreon with a person she met in person. And as much as I would love to update you on that situation, unfortunately, it's not my story to tell. And she doesn't want to go there yet, so I can't tell you. But I'll keep bugging her and see if we can't get an update on that. But yeah, so she met a person in person. Anyways, I was operating Michaela's Bumble for her because, you know, let me pick. I don't have a lot of experience in the last 30 plus years dating, but I think I'm pretty good at picking them. And like you heard last week, I think I'm really good at training them, send them to my boot camp, puppy boot camp over here. And so I picked this guy. I'm like, oh, he's a girl. This guy's perfect for you in every single way. And he's, you know, he's not like super hot, but like he's got all the other things and he's cute. And then she said, listen, you're an amateur in these streets. You think these are current photos, but they're probably not. I'm like, no, you can tell these are very recent. Like this is from the summer. And she's like, okay, watch. And so she was like, I don't know how she did it. She had like a clever way of asking him for like a selfie that day, or I think it was like over Thanksgiving or something. And she was like, yeah, here's a picture of us at Thanksgiving. Let me see what's going on at your place. And so he sent a picture and I was like, it was like, okay, first of all, you could see that he had lied about his height. And you're saying, Shalene, how can you tell in a picture? Well, because he was lined up with his family. And unless all the women in his family are 6'4 and above, he lied about his height, number one. Number two, first photo we saw him without the hat on. Okay. Some men, let's just face it, look better with a baseball cap on. Don't take that cap off. We're talking, you're going to be knocking boots and you're going to have to tell him, put your hat back on. Some men look great bald. It's the in-between thing where, okay, ladies, if this is your husband and you don't know how to tell him, just cue up this part of the podcast and I'll tell him. We think you look better all the way bald. It looks hot. It's edgy. It's like The Rock. It's like, you know, now we don't know if maybe you've lost your hair. Like maybe you've just gone like you're super edgy and just shaved your head. Because you're just like that kind of dude. It's hot. But like the trying to make it stay and then long, but you're balding on top. No, just shave it all. Just shave it all. Shave it all. It looks great. Shave it all. Hey, what's the worst thing that could happen? You don't like it? It's going to grow back in like 2 weeks. So what do you have to lose? That's what I talked my husband into getting his beard. I'm like, if you don't like it, we can just shave it off. But now I freaking love it. Although he did go out to lunch with his mom yesterday. And as moms do, she was like, you know, your beard really makes you look old. And I said, how'd you feel about that? He goes, I felt completely indifferent because I know that you love it and you think it's super hot. So I really don't care what my mom thinks. I'm like, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have decided. But it's true. I am in charge of his aesthetic because he doesn't care. And I don't want him to dye his beard anymore. I like it salt and pepper. I think it's hot. I think it's, you know, it's like more, I don't know, it's more distinguished. And I like it. However, the whole thing with the beard and Brett, I don't know if it's the beard or what, but like people keep, because I don't think it makes him like necessarily like so much younger, but like I keep meeting people in person and they're like, oh, your son Brock. I'm like, my son? It's my freaking husband. What is wrong with your eyeballs? Excuse me? My son? You son of a bitch. Like, what? Or the opposite will happen, and I don't mind this, although it's ew, creepy, weird, but like I'll be with Brock and people will be like, oh, so you and your husband. I'm like, no, it's not my husband. Like, I guess it's the bees. I don't know. Or the beards, the Brett, Brock. I don't know. But like, to me, it's like, it's not that hard. The same way saying my name, Shalene, Shalene, Shalene. Let's just practice. It rhymes with Celine. Celine is not saline, right? Saline is an implant. I am not Shalene. I am Shalene, which rhymes with Celine, like the singer. So let's get that straight. Because, man, I know it trips people out when they meet me. They go back and forth. Like, oh, God, did I say it wrong? No, just remember, it rhymes with Celine. It's not the head. One of the biggest challenges when it comes to being healthy, losing weight, maintaining your health, of course, exercise, of course. But the bigger factor on all of those things is what we're eating. And it's hard. Like, unless you live with a chef, unless you've got enough time to plan your meals and you're measuring everything out, it's hard to eat healthy. It's expensive to eat healthy. And that's why I'm really excited to tell you about Green Chef. Green Chef might just be the solution for you because they take the work out of trying to eat healthy, whether it's during the holiday season or any other busy time. You're eating chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes featuring fresh ingredients, nothing artificial. You can decide exactly what type of meal plan you want. Like, you can always choose lean proteins, which, you know, I'm a big fan of, like turkey and salmon and tilapia, scallops, and shrimp. They have certified organic whole fruits and vegetables and eggs that are included in all of their meals, plus whole grain options. Whether you're vegan or keto or paleo, you can choose from 8 different meal preferences. You can choose for options for everyday lifestyle, quick and easy, something that's protein-packed, something that's more related to your calorie intake, like anything Mediterranean. That's why I love Green Chef. I love that it's called Green Chef because it's like having your own chef on demand. And right now, as a listener of The Chalene Show, you get, are you ready for this? 60% off plus 20% off for your next 2 months. How? How? By going to greenchef.com/60Chalene. And then you have to use my code 60 Chalene. Got it? Okay. It's in our show description. You can just click on it while you're still listening to the podcast. I mean, why would you not take advantage of this? Like 60% off plus 20% off for your next 2 months. greenchef.com/60Chalene. And then you have to use my code 60 Chalene. I can't think of a better time of the year to try Green Chef. You'll love it. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine about what a disappointment the generation that is our kids' age, like what a disappointment they are in some regards. And let me explain myself. Like, by the time right now your kid is like 3 years old, they know how to unlock the iPad, download a new app, delete an app, change your settings. Like, they grew up with technology. We, however, those of us of a certain age, we had to adapt to technology. We took typing class. We took typing in high school. I remember my very first, like the first papers I wrote in college were, I had to print them out on a dot matrix printer. Like, no, I think I was using a typewriter and then we went to a dot matrix printer. Like, it's, I mean, we have really evolved. Like, we had telephones with long cords that you could stretch 2 rooms down and go lock yourself in a closet so you could talk to your boyfriend. That's what we had. Home lines. Yeah, they hung on the wall. Ugly, long, stretched out, mustard yellow cord that you walked 3 rooms down and then sat on the floor and talked for 3 hours to your boyfriend. That's what we had. And our kids, however, they grew up with this technology. They have it all. And they laugh at us when we do things like, you know, double tap on things or like try to spread an image and they're like, huh, mom, hello, so embarrassing. You can't spread that image. Oh, okay, fine. So what? Like, calm down. Like, they love to mock us about like the way we do technology. But yet, here's the deal. We're like the sandwich generation because I don't know if your kids are like this, but all of my girlfriends, we've found this to be true. Like, my parents, I am their tech support. And when it comes to my kids, they can't figure out, like, why do they stumble with tech? Why am I half the time helping them? And when I reach out to them, like, hey, can you help me with this? They're like, yeah, I really don't know. Google it. Google it? What? Or Brock's favorite one, he'll say, oh, I don't know, mom, maybe it's a glitch. Maybe you're a glitch. Don't give me that line. I have to be tech support for my parents. I will walk in the door and my parents have saved up every tech question that they've had for the entire year. My dad will like open up his laptop. He's like, can you figure out what's going on here? I'm like, what's going on here is how long have you had this laptop? Okay, 9 years. Okay. Well, in those 9 years, you just, every time you opened up something on the internet, you just opened up a new window and you never closed any of the windows. So what's going on here is we have 9,000 windows opened. That's what we have going on here. Or my mom will call me. She'll be like, "What? Do you know what my password is on Instagram? Mom, why would I have that?" What's scary is, so we're like the sandwich generation, right? We were like the sandwich generation. They call our generation the sandwich generation because we end up taking care of our parents and our kids are at home a lot longer. And I don't even know what you call it, double-decker sandwich generation now, because a lot of y'all have your kids living at home, and now your kids are having kids, so now you're taking care of the grandkids and your kids and your parents. That's like a double-decker generation. It's a lot. It's a lot. We need some boundaries out here in these streets or something. But I do love them. But I do feel like tech is such an annoying thing. It just can like ruin your day. I mean, you really don't realize how blessed you are if, you know, your partner or someone in your home is like really good at tech. It's so phenomenal. I try not to get frustrated with Brett, but some of the things I'm like, you're trying to forget how to do this every time, aren't you? You know, like little things. I'll be like, "Well, you can just send it to the printer," and he'll be like, "How am I supposed to do that?" I'm like, okay, so I'm not going to get frustrated because I know I have no right to get frustrated because I ask him the same 7,000 questions over and over and over again, and I just have a block for certain information, and he has a block for some tech information, I assume. But one thing I've been doing, this is a little hack, and you guys, I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to be like, duh, but this has helped me so much. Now, when... For any of you who have time blindness, or if your kid has time blindness, or your partner has time blindness, use the hell out of Siri. What I've been doing now, and I don't know why it took me so long to figure this out, or even where, if I heard someone else do this or what, but now, like, my assistant will text me and she'll say, "Hey, you've got an appointment at 2:00 today." And she'll send that to me at, like, say, 11 a.m. And I can get wrapped up in work or whatever, and suddenly it's like 1:45, and now I'm going to be late. So when she sends me that reminder, then I immediately, now I'm triggering myself that the second somebody tells me something is on my calendar for that day, I set multiple alarms with Siri. So I'll say, "Hey Siri, set an alarm for 1:00 that I have 1 hour left. Hey Siri, set an alarm for 1:30. Hey Siri, set an alarm for 1:45. And all those alarms are, you guys have not been late for anything. It's shocking. As an adult who, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn here, but like I've had a certain degree of success, and I know this seems like so dumb, but sometimes it's like the little dumb things where you're like, why didn't someone just teach me this dumb little system? Because I never want to be late. I never want to be late. It's literally a thing. It's not made up. It's a real, true deficiency in the brain. They studied it. Certain people have this, where you are unable to detect and estimate the passage of time. So this tiny little hack, and there's so many little things that you just take for granted that you do that make your life easy, that you're just like, other people don't know this. Yeah, it's kind of one of the reasons why I like podcasts so much, because you get these little hacks from other people and they can make your life a lot easier, a lot better, because I don't ever want to be late, and I don't want to have my assistant. My previous assistant would text me multiple times. She would text me at 11 to tell me I had an appointment at 2. Then she would text me again at 1:00 and say, "You got about an hour before." Like, that was part of her job. And now I just told my new assistant, I'm like, "You know, let's give this another week or so. But I feel like this is a very solid habit that I'm forming. And the way that you form a habit is by attaching it to something else, right?" Yeah, so I'm kind of pretty stoked on that. What other things do you guys use Siri for? I'd love to know that. And is there some other, because I used to use If This Then That, ifthisthenthat.com. Other than that program or Zapier, is there a program you guys have used? Because here's what I would like it to do. Like, if I get an email from a certain person, or if somebody assigns something to me or says something to me in Asana, I would love for me to get an automatic text message. And I used to be able to do that with If This and That, but I can't figure it out. So is there another program that's better for that? Update on Brett's ring saga. It's been, let's see, now almost a week and a half, 2 weeks, and he is loving it so far. It is considerably cheaper. No membership. It's called RingCon. RingConn. It's very comparable to the Oura Ring. As I said, there's another one that we're investigating right now that's apparently like really good reviews on it as well. So I just don't know the price on it yet. So I'll get back to you on that as well. You know, it's just nice to have options because it is so cool to be able to track and measure your sleep, to track and measure your activity, your inactivity, your steps, your stress. Like, it's so cool to see how it monitors your stress. It's so valuable. I started noticing that, yeah, I'm not even going to get into some things that I've noticed recently that have stressed me out. It's something we'll talk about later. Anyways, I really do appreciate that you guys have tuned back in onto my Wednesday episodes. It means the world that you're sharing them, that you're double checking to make sure that you're subscribed, you know, because I guess people just keep getting, I don't know why, but these apps, they unsubscribe you. So just double check and make sure if you're listening to this, that you are subscribed. Do me a big, big, big favor. My birthday's right around the corner, and all I want for my birthday is for you to write me a review of the podcast and let people know what your favorite episode is, your favorite episode was, what one you'd suggest they listen to, or I don't know, just tell me something about the show that you've enjoyed this year. It would really mean the world to me. That's all I want for my birthday. Words of affirmation are my love language. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.